Celebrating children. I hope that we do it every day. Celebrating children. Here at South Mills Church of Christ in the youth ministry program, we get a chance to do a lot of things. We get a chance to talk and work with a lot of people. Some of the things I want to do right now, real quickly, is just, if I call your name, please stand up. If some people aren't here and everything, but please stand up. Angela Gregory, please stand up. Is Logan and Amanda Budai here today? Kim Jones, they're not here. Man, they must have known I was speaking. Sheila Spivey, Sherry Lassiter, Jason and Julie House are already in a class. Diane Gillen is not here. Carl Wood is not here. Luke Jones is not here. Melissa and Tyler Sawyer is unfortunately not here. Ashley Hull, Jennifer Bronson, please stand up. Mark and Linda Robbs, Bobby Last, Jenny Rowland, Connie Williams, Paula Smith, Jimmy Spivey, Heather Bond, Betty McLeod, Tristan Gregory, Ken Natty, Aaron Ford, Michaela Devers, Ron Wood, Kim Sample, Brianna Robinson, Ryan McLeod, Eric Bond, Josh Rowland, Aaron Spivey, Haley Bond, Jenna House, and Jake House. In the last 365 days, just the 365 days since last year, these people have been, they have either worked in a class, they have either worked on a youth event, they have either worked on a service project. Now, I look around the room and I can look at people like Jeremy Bond, I could Shane and Angie Moxley, I could look at Hopson. You know, I could look at Neve, I could look at Julie, I could look at people throughout this room that have helped on so many levels. James, stand up, please. Please stand up. These are people that, just in the last year, you all can sit down. I know y'all aren't comfortable like that. I know y'all want me to. They never once volunteered with the expectation that they would be recognized. They volunteered because you help. Here at South Mills Church of Christ, we have a couple of programs that we try to focus on our kids. One is called the Surge Ministry. It's for grades 6 and below. There's Bible classes, Surge all day, preteen conventions, and many of other things, movie trips, and a whole bunch of stuff. In fact, today we're going on a Sunday fun day up to the museum up in Virginia, Portsmouth. It's going to be a lot of fun as we go on a train and we go on a ferry and we get the chance to do all those kinds of things going to the Portsmouth Children's Museum. Grade 6 and below, parents' nights out. Things that we think that we're doing for this kind of thing. JAM Ministries is for grade 7 to 12. Bible classes again, second hour classes, 242 class, JAM all night, at MacU, VBS after dark, concerts, etc., etc., etc. The one that hits closest to my heart is the teen ministry. Service and work group by the teens. Food Bank of the Albemarle. Cleaning the church building here. Working at Grandy Primary School. If you went to Grandy Primary School and saw the flower beds out there, your teenagers have done that. They're the ones that weeded it. They're the ones that remulched it. They're the ones that cleaned it out with the help of some wonderful adult volunteers. Summer service week this year, we're going to Cincinnati. We have 7 people going to Cincinnati this year to work for a week in Ohio to serve, to help other people, community service. And let's not forget the one that's coming up pretty soon, Vacation Bible School. I didn't have that list, and I forgot to go look for it. I'll admit that about 45 minutes ago, I went, I don't have a list of people who've worked in Vacation Bible School. So if you've worked in VBS in the last couple of years, stand up, please. If you've worked in VBS, stand up. Have you worked in the kitchen? Have you worked in a classroom? Have you worked in activities? Have you worked in any of these things? Stand up. Because, and you know, y'all are what make this congregation happen. You can sit down. I apologize. We sit over here and we have an amazing responsibility at South Mills Church of Christ. And you're taking up the gauntlet. And that's exciting. That's exciting for me. To understand how I feel about youth ministry. You have to listen to my wife talk because she hears me in the middle of the night when I go, you know what I wish I'd have done? You know what I should have done? You know what? Oh man, I can't believe I did that. And she gets to hear me say these things because these kids are literally the most amazing people that I've met under 5 feet tall. And that includes Ron. So, I get one in every now and then. He gets a bunch at me. I get one. I love you. I just want you to understand that our kids are precious. And I think we understand that here. That's one of the wonderful things. I think we understand to some degree that our kids are precious. And not just precious like to fragile, to be set up on a shelf and hidden from looking hands, but actually precious to be used. You know, our money's precious to us, and we use it to pay electric bills. We use it to pay car payments. We use it to pay mortgages. It's precious to us, and we use it to make it valuable. Because otherwise, it's just paper. Our young people are just as precious and should be considered as such. Which is why I enjoy when I look in here and I see teenagers serving at the table. When I see young people greeting at the door. When I walk into a classroom and I see people that are not adult age teaching. That's exciting. That's exciting to think we have teenagers coming up here to lead us in worship, to be able to play music, to help get our hearts in tune with what God has in store for us. This is exciting. And this is kind of funny to me because I'm not one of those guys that likes to go jumping all around. I mean, I do sometimes with kids, but just in personal life, again, talk to Betty. I just kind of like, okay, cool. And I'm like, that's kind of my excitement level a lot of times. And so for me to feel, it's how I feel. That's why I talk so fast up here. Because this is such a joy to me. And I think it's a joy to you too. I think you see what I see. In a couple of months, I'll officially be here 23 years, which is about 25 years too long for some people. I get that. But it's okay. I thought it'd be a little funny for that one, but that's okay. Okay, I knew somebody would get it for me. But why am I here after 23 years? I'll be honest with you, I get that question a lot. Well, why don't you go preach somewhere? Be careful with that one. Why don't you go do this over here? Why don't you go do this over here? Because I like what I do. I like who I interact with. I like 242. I like Sunday school. I like VBS. I like youth events. All the ones we talk about, Surge and teen ministry and jam ministry. I like that. I like going with these people and seeing them and getting a chance to talk with them, to hear what they're saying, to hear what they're thinking, and hear what they're struggling with. I keep so many mementos, which I look at some days like, man, I really probably should get rid of that. And I go to start getting rid of it, and I go, I can't get rid of it. I have a roll of paper towels in my office from 5 years ago. Because on the plastic cover, Emily Bronson began this little thing of writing little notes on a trip we were on. And all of a sudden, I look around and there's all these little notes all over it. And it's in my office. And every now and then I'll just pull it down because I want to look at it. I'm like, going, that's why I do this. And I put it back up because that's what it's for. We have a wonderful chance. We have a wonderful opportunity. The opportunity is to lead, to instruct, to love, and to nurture. Now, if you're where I am, when you hear somebody say something like that, you probably chuckle a little bit under your breath because you know, you like me, I know who I am, that you, the parts that you don't see, I don't see all the parts of your life that you don't want people to see. You know where you fall short. I know where I fall short. But God gave you those children because He knows you can do this. And so if we can work together with what you instruct in the home to bring people to Jesus, to what this congregation here does together with this wonderful community of people, and people will be in heaven when we're done. And by golly, that's the most important thing. You know, I want to just remind you guys, I'm not going to talk long. I don't have a lot to say today because How do you add to what you've seen? We have a job. Okay? Our job is to simply be parents. Now, if you're in this room and you don't have a child that you call your child, that is not, you're not a quote-unquote a parent, please know that I'm not trying in any way to neglect you. I'm not trying in any way to say you're not, this doesn't apply to you. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. You have young people in your life that you must connect with because they have no one else who could. And you have done so. I have two amazing boys. Yes, one of them 16, so he has his moments where, you know, but amazing. Still amazing. And I just need you every now and then saddle up next to him because I'm not going to be around him at that moment. And just go, hey, how are you doing? What's going on? Dude, what are you doing? Something. And you need us to do the same thing for you. Not because you're not perfect, not because you're not doing a good job, but because we all need help. So please, don't consider this as just something, well, if I'm not a parent, this doesn't have any application to me, because it really, really does. But if you are a parent, be in this for the long haul. Be in this as if this is the marathon. This isn't a sprint. You will have miles which will be harder than others. You will have miles which you will want to quit. But when the day comes and you reach your finish line, you'll want to be proud of how you ran. So run faithfully. One little thing. I know. I guess I'm a preacher. I should bathe this with a ton of scripture and stuff like that. Thank you for helping me with that. And it's not that I didn't want to. In fact, I had 7 pages of stuff in here of what I wanted to say. But I don't think that's what God wanted me to say after I got up there. So bear with me on that for a little bit of maybe arrogance on my part. Maybe it's actually listening to God finally. I don't know. But in my ministry, I've lived by one verse. Okay? And it's not a popular one, but it's one that always told me what I needed to do. And it goes in 3 John verse 4, it reads like this, very simple. John, writing to his friend Gaius, he says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. No greater joy. Not about being rich, not about having possessions, not about being popular, but walking in the truth. Because if you walk in truth, some of those other things may not come to you. If you don't walk in the truth, those things might not come to you. But there's no greater joy that I have than when I get a chance to see people who have graduated from the youth ministry here, and I get to see them in ministry, training for ministry, at jobs, ministering to people that are not, quote-unquote, vocational ministry stuff, whether it's at a warehouse or whether it's at an office building. There's no greater joy I have than hearing about them and them celebrating spreading the gospel even more. Continue to teach your children. Continue to lead the children that come in across your path, whether they're yours or a neighbor's or somebody else's. Continue to do it because you're the person that has to give them that nugget of truth so they can walk in truth today and forever. Before we dismiss out of here, let's pray real quick. Father God, as we prepare for the final song and we prepare for all the things that are happening, help us to continue to celebrate not just what we've seen, but because we know there's more teenagers, there's more kids, there's more babies in this building that are gonna rise up and they're gonna change your world because we want to teach them your truth. Father, please give us the perseverance to not quit. Give us the perseverance to keep taking steps. Father, I've heard you say it to me a million times. Help us all now to take another breath and to move forward. Father, these children are worth it. They are a precious, precious thing to our families, to our church. But most importantly, they're precious to you. Help us to teach them how to serve other people, to spread the gospel message better, so that when we leave this earth and we see that finish line, we will be proud of how we ran. We love you, God. And ask this prayer in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen.
Well, if you're not sure of the plan of salvation, you got to believe Jesus is the Christ. That's what they taught. Those who believed accepted the message. And they asked what they should do. They were told, repent and be baptized. Repent of your sins. Repent of the life you've lived outside of Christ, outside of God. Repent of it and ask God for forgiveness. He'll meet you in the watery grave there. He'll provide you the forgiveness of sins that you seek. He'll fill you with His Holy Spirit. Your name will be written down forever in the Lamb's Book of Life. Make that decision today. If you're already an immersed believer, and many of you are, you already made that decision. You already got immersed into Christ. And you've somehow slid back into some sort of sinful state, repent of it and ask God for forgiveness. Recognize your sin. Don't rationalize it. Don't explain it away. Say, God, I am a sinner. Be like tax collector in the temple. God, I'm a sinner. Be merciful, please. God will do that. If you need our prayer support, come, we'll pray with you about the matter. If you're already an immersed believer, but for some reason you haven't placed your fellowship yet, place your fellowship. Join with us. For the rest of us, let's get to the mission. Let's get the work done. We're here to get equipped so we can go out and get the job done for Jesus Christ. Now, if I haven't answered all your questions and you want to talk afterwards, you want to discuss things, that's fine. I'll be glad to talk with you. Don't feel the pressure. You have to come up here right now. But do think about what God wants you to do and make that decision appropriately.